感谢主，感谢主。我的今天呢有一个信息，我觉得是一个意向性的信息。
So today I have a message, is a visionary message.
因为新年呢，其实圣度会给我们一些启示。
Because in the new year, God always give us new visions.
我们在圣诞期间呢，我们一些牧者呢有一个聚会。
So during the Christmas season, the pastors, we have a gathering.
在聚会的时候呢，有一些分享。
So during our meeting, we share our hearts.
其中一个使母呢，他就看到异戏，在祷告的时候看到异戏的异象，我觉得非常的重要，我要在教会里面讲。
So one of the pastor's wife, she saw a series of visions. So I want to share with you in this meeting.
因为有些意象是个人性的，有些是国度性的。我觉得这是一个不仅仅是个人性的，也是国度性的意象。
Because some visions are personal and some visions are for the kingdom, so I believe, this message is not just for her but also for the kingdom.
在新年开始的时候呢，我们要把这样的意象呢要放在心里。
So when the new year comes, we have to put this kind of vision in our heart.
当他分享以后呢，我说你把这个信息整理一下发给我。他就发给我，我就仔细的来祷告。
So after she finished sharing, and I asked her to send her, words and documents in a file, so that I can learn from it. And then she did.
那第一个呢，她看到就是说，在祷告时候看到呢，就是一个钟表。
你要转过来吗？怎么看不见？
不用，可以。
Yeah. So the first vision she saw was a clock.
就是钟表呢，现在时针是在11点和12点的中间。
So, the our hand points between 11 and 12 hours.
而且走得很快。
And it's moving very fast.
那他说呢，就是国度的这个时钟呢，转得很快，在11点和12点的中间。
And she's saying that between the 11th hour and 12th hours, the arm moves pretty, very fast in the kingdom.
大家可能知道，就是说犹太人的年历呢，他是从晚上日落的时候计时，到第二个日落的时候结束。第二个日落的时候呢，就是12点。
So for the Jewish clock, they start the times at the dawn, and then it finish at the second dawn. So
dark.
Or the evening. Sorry.
那这个不是犹太人的年历，而是圣经的年历。
So it is
日历。圣经的日历。
So it's not just the Jewish calendar, but also the biblical calendar.
大家知道，就是说，第一章创世的时候呢，是先有黑夜，再有白天，这算一天。
So in the creation, so it starts with the darkness and then the daylight. So it counts as a whole day.
那就说犹太人呢，就是按照圣经上的这样记载呢的，一天是从傍晚日落开始到。第二天的日落结束。
So that's how the Jewish counts the day. So it starts with the sunset till the next sunset.
所以大家看读圣经的时候，好多时候说，哎，安息日要开始了，是从夜里面开始，晚上开始。
So when you read your Bible, it says, the Sabbath has begun. So it began at the sunset.
那还有在圣经里面讲到11点、12点的时候呢，就说这一天结束了。
So when the Bible says 11th hour or the 12th hour, meaning that the day has ended.
有一段经文呢，就是讲到这个葡萄园工人的比喻，就是讲到早上来的、中午来的、晚上来的三批人。
So the parable of the vineyard and the servant, it says about the servant who come at the 11th hour, the 10th hour, 11th hour.
那和合本里面翻译的呢是世事什么生出。优势，我们现代人不太懂得这个什么是优势啊。
So in the Chinese translation, they have different words for different hours. So we are not very familiar.
但是有一个呢，就是网上来的，就是干了一小时，葡萄园里面就混了一小时那一个。
So one of the servants, they came at the 11th hour, so at the very end of the day.
那圣经原文里面写的很清楚，是11点钟来的。
So in the Bible, it clearly says they came at the 11th hour.
那早上来的一批人，早上5-6点钟来的一批人，干了很多活，中午来的也干了一些活。这个十一点来的呢，就是什么活也没干。
So the ones who came in the morning, they work for whole day. The one comes in the lunchtime, noontime, they work a little bit. But the ones that came at the 11th hour, they didn't do anything.
那最主要的是要知道呢，那些人是来呢，完全是因着主人的恩典。就是你找个借口给你一点钱，你没饭吃。
So they came.
完全是因为恩典，什么工业没做。
So they came because the owner's mercy. So they even though they came, but they didn't do anything.
但是呢，那个地方讲的是十一点来的，就是说他们已经天快要黑了。
But the Bible says they came at the 11th hour, meaning that it's almost sunset.
那今天我讲的不是讲那个预言，这个比喻，而是说这个十一点呢，就是说人类呢已经这个历史呢。这个时代的历史已经接近末了，要非常清楚这一点。
So we are not talking about the parable itself, but we are saying that as humanity, we are entering into the 11th hour.
我记得多年前有一次聚会，一个弟兄也看到同样的一项，看到这个秒针呢在读秒，在十一点十二点中间在读秒。
So I remember a few years ago, another brother also saw a similar vision. It's about the same clock, the hour arm is going forward very fastly.
那就是我们作为神的儿女呢，要有一个清醒的头脑。
So that means as children of God, we need to have a very clear head.
那主耶稣常常说呢，你们要警醒，祷告。
So Jesus also always said that we have to be alert and pray.
因为就是时间不多了。
Because there's not much time.
当讲到这个我再次讲到这个时间的时候呢，不是要我们害怕，而是神要我们做好准备。
So when I mention about the timings, it's not to make us afraid, but make us to be prepared.
那因为在末世从灾难的起头进入大灾难的时候呢，耶稣讲到呢，就是这个整个世界要经历这个妇女生产的阵痛。
Because as we enter into the end times, Jesus said it will be just like as a woman going through labor.
那就是说它震动的幅大，这种幅度呢越来越大，频率也越来越高。
So the birth pain will be more frequent and more severe.
那所以呢，就是耶稣讲的任何一句话呢，是要我们做什么？基督徒要做好准备，就是一定要在神的保守里面。并不是要我们害怕。
So anything that God said is to make us be prepared, but not to make us afraid.
那所以呢，就是说这个是一个很重要的一个意象。我觉得是大家在这个时候呢，就是说常常要警醒来祷告，神啊，我愿意来进入你的心意里面。
So at this time we have to pray and then asking God that Lord, I'm willing to be in your.
那这个我先放一下，因为还有另外三个图画，他当时看到的，我要讲一下。
And I'm also gonna take to talk about the other three visions that she saw.
那第二个图画，他在异象里面看到的呢是一张蓝图。
So the second vision she saw was a blueprint.
那大家知道蓝图是做什么的
？You know what the blueprint is for?
蓝图就是建筑，它先要画蓝图，对吧？设计图。
So in architectures, you have to have a blueprint.
那这是，就是蓝图。
So this is a blueprint.
第一个是蓝图，他第二个看到的一个，还有看到一张图呢，他看到一个世界地图。
And she also saw a world map.
世界地图。他看到的第三张图呢？是一个望片拼图。
And then the third vision she saw was a 10,000 pieces puzzle.
Jigsaw puzzle. 那我要一个一个做一些讲解，因为我自己在主的面前等候呢，还有他自己一些领受呢，我放在一起就做一些讲解。
So I will go through that through my prayers and also through her.
第一个蓝图。蓝图，大家中间有没有画过蓝图的人
？So first of all, it's a blueprint. Anyone have drawn a blueprint?
Okay, 我也画过一些，我画过一些比较简单的。
So I have done some simple ones before.
那这个蓝图呢，就是工程设计啊，建大楼的都要有蓝图，没有蓝图是不能建的。
So if you want to do like a design a building, you have to have a blueprint.
而且榔头建了以后呢，画了以后呢，你必须要按照它的去建。
So once you have the blueprint, you have to be built, according to the blueprint.
那有些人呢是会画榔头的。
So people, some people know how to draw a blueprint.
那好多工头呢，他是会读榔头。
And some of the builders, they know how to read the blueprint.
那好多的工人呢，他既不会画也不会读，他是听指挥，他要和水泥就和水泥。要帮装头就帮装头。
So for the workers, they either they don't know how to draw the blueprint, they don't know how to read, but they know how to listen to orders.
但是呢，这个榔头非常的重要。
But the blueprint is very important.
在神的国度呢，神肯定是有一个榔头，大家相信吗
？So in God's kingdom, God definitely has a blueprint.
你看，神创造天地宇宙的时候，他都是有榔头。
Just like God created the heaven and earth, He has a blueprint.
对人类的历史和命运呢，将来的未来都是有蓝图的。
So for us as a human and for our history and our future, he has a blueprint.
对每一个人的家庭和生命都是有蓝图的。
For each individual's family and your life, he has a blueprint for us.
就像我们在圣经里面记载的亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟、大卫、挪亚这些人，包括使徒保罗、十二使徒啊，后来的圣徒。
So the people in the Bible, like Abraham, Joseph, Isaac, including Paul and also David, they all have a blueprint.
那这个榔头呢，就是说我们想到呢，神有个国度的榔头呢，我们在其中呢是要承担一定的角色。
So we know that God has a blueprint, and us we have a role to play.
我要做一定的事情。
We have to do certain things.
而且也会成为榔土里面建筑里面的一部分。
And we will be part of the blueprint.
啊，至于说我们怎么样进入呢？等一会我们再讲。
So how do we enter into that? We will talk about that later.
第二张图呢是一个世界地图。
The second vision is the world map.
这是他当时异象里面看到。
So it's what she saw and.
啊，他做并没有做太多的解释。
She didn't explain much.
但是后来我们在等候主的时候呢，我觉得有一些领受跟大家分享。
But after we were praying and waiting for the Lord, and then I have some.
当然，我相信就是说弟兄姐妹呢，就是说你在继续为这些祷告的时候，神也会给你一些更细节关于你怎么样做的。这些启示。
So, but for you, if you continue to wait upon the Lord, the Lord will also give you visions according to what you have.
一想到地图，你想到什么
？So when we talk about a map, what do you think?
那神把这个世界地图彰显在你的面前干什么
？So what why God wants to show you a world map? 传福音，他说。
他就说你传到地极。
传到地极。对，传到地球，我们这个地球，整个地球对它都很重要。
So,
传福音很重要。
So James is saying that it's for the gospel, so we will share the gospel to the end.
还有呢，就是说你在什么时候在世界上的哪个地方出现，也是对你来说非常重要，对神的国度非常重要。
But also, wherever you are in the map is very important to you yourself and also to the kingdom of God.
还有不仅仅是你静态的在神地图的某个地方，而是动态的，你从什么地方到哪里，从哪里来到哪里去，也是非常的重要。
But also not about the fixed point that you are in the map, but also about a point A to a point B, like when you transfer to the different places.
那就像亚伯拉罕从神把他从哈兰呼召出来进入迦南地，他移民的时候是多大年纪去的吗？
So just imagine Abraham was being called out of Haran and into Canaan. Do you know? Do you remember how old he was?
考考大家的圣经知识，他移民的时候是多大年纪
？So how old was he when he immigrated? 八十吗？
啊
，80。
大家不好好读圣经，牧师有罪，牧师要背的，牧师的带领不好。
读了他，忘了。
读了要记住。
七八十了。
75岁。
Oh, I'm very close. So he was 75 when he moved out of Haran.
那就是说75岁移民容易不容易
？Is it easy to immigrate to a different country when you are 75?
那现在呢？想讲就是说，这个地图非常的重要。
So the map is very important.
然后我们再讲容易不容易的事情。
So later on, we'll talk about whether it's easy or not.
那第三张图呢是一个望遍拼图。
third vision is the jigsaw puzzle.
其实是第四个图了啊，第四个。但是呢，这图里面他看到三张图，除了那个钟表以外，又看到三张图。这是第三张，叫望片拼图。
So besides the clock, she saw three visions. So this is the third one is a puzzle.
嗯，第一个呢，望片两个字就是很多片要拼。
So it's a 10,000 pieces puzzle. So it's a lot of pieces you have to, you know, put it together.
你拼过拼过拼图的举手。
Raise your hand. Have you done puzzles before?
拼三片也是拼，拼一百片也是拼。啊，有人呢，我见过的，这孩子们的真拼那种，几千片、上万片的。
So I've seen children have done thousands of pieces, puzzles.
我那个老二学建筑的，小时候就喜欢拼拼图，一个人坐在那里，不动，不动声色，几个小时，哒哒哒哒哒哒哒。
My second child, she's in architecture. So when I remember when she was small, she liked to sit there quietly and just do her puzzles.
那望片拼图呢？第一个你想到的是什么？
So 10,000 pieces puzzles. What do you think?
你想到什么？我随便讲。
混乱，乱的。
比较乱。
So chaos. So
okay.
Just chaos.
这比较乱，对，就是对人来讲啊，神的这个拼图很乱的。
So to us as a human, God's puzzles is chaos.
还有呢？还有什么概念？
水片要在对的位置。
哎，这个过程就是仔细要把它放在正确的位置。
And also, you have to put it in the right place for
each
puzzle.
男孩子
不难。Is it easy?
哎，对，大部分人
是。It's hard. Yeah, to most people, it's very hard.
那有的人呢，就愿意接受这个挑战。
To some people, they are willing to take the challenge.
有的人就不愿意接受这个挑战。
Some people might not like to take the challenge.
对对对，还有就是说，拼图有一些，这个作弊的方法。
And then for a puzzle, there are some ways you can cheat. Have you done that before?
Anyway, 神呢？对神来说呢，他肯定很清楚这一张拼图哪个东西放在哪里，对不对
？To God, He knows clearly each piece should go to you know a certain place.
那以前说作弊的方法呢，人家说，哎，你怎么拼的那么？他说后面是一个人的脸。所以呢，他按照后面的脸拼就拼好了。
So how do you cheat on the puzzle? Some people would do that on the back side. So the back side may have you know, a picture of a person, so it might be easier to put the puzzle together.
那对我们来说呢，我们就是要来明白，是不是要神的心意
？So to us, we need to know whether is God in God's heart.
那当我们再次的讲这个，当这个再回到这个狼图。这个狼图呢，就是我们最主要的，我们怎么样来参与在这里？那第一个呢，我们要知道我们知道的很少，这个非常重要。
Let's return to the blueprint. First of all, we need to know we don't know much about God.
因为圣经上《哥林多前书》这个十三、十四章讲呢，就是说，先知知道的有限。
Because in the First Corinthians, it says that prophet's knowledge is limited.
包括先知知道的都有限。
Including the prophets, they know.
那所以我们知道的呢是有限，这一点非常重要。
We need to know our knowledge is limited.
当你知道你有限的时候，你要做什么
？So when you know you are limited, what do you do?
对，你谦卑的，愿意去学习，愿意去领受。
So you have to humble yourself, willing to receive and willing to learn.
那这是非常重要的。
It is quite important.
那所以呢，亚伯拉罕他们这个他们那一块拼图，他们不是从头知道到尾的呀。
So just for Abraham, they don't know the whole picture of the puzzle.
你要感谢主，神没有把你的，一开始全部启示给你，将来发生什么全启示给你。
So you want to praise the Lord that for him did not reveal to you that everything that is going to happen in the future.
他让你一步一步的来寻求他。
And he wants you to go step by step and ask him.
我听过很多神的仆人讲，他说神如果全部我的心这个生命的历程启示给我，我根本就不敢走了。
I have heard multiple people have said if God has revealed to them the whole picture, they will not have the courage to go forward.
那我自己也是这样的。我觉得神如果过去启示我，我做牧师怎么信主，从什么法国到美国到加拿大，都不敢走了。如果那时候他就启示出来，你将来呢，碰到一个柬埔寨的。
If God has revealed everything to me, like from from France, and then I moved to USA and to Canada. I would not dare to walk the journey. If God has shown me that I'm going to marry a girl from Cambodia, I will not go through that.
对对，哦，对，就当牧师的时候，哇，那拼命祷告，有的人争着自杀，这个那个，哎呦，你说不当不当不当。
So as a pastor, you know, if God shows you that.You know, people will, you have to pray every day, day after day, and then people will have, you know, like suicide problems, so you will be scared.
那所以呢，神就是让我们呢，在这个狼土里面呢，我们第一，知道的有限是件好事情。
So in this blueprint, it is good that we have limited knowledge.
知道少的人有一个特点，你发现没有？
少做。
知道少的人呢 ，happy。
So those who know less are happy people.
最近我看一些东西啊，就是他说，好多人为什么 happy？ 他知道的少，知识比较少的人比较 happy。
So recently, I've heard that people who knows less they are happier. 对。
第二个呢，你知道少的就开始，你又知道这个狼图太重要。神要按照狼土建造，你不在他的狼土里面，会出大事情，对不对
？And also, if you in the blueprint, and if you don't know God's blueprint, you will have big trouble if you do not work according to the blueprint.、
Yes. Okay, 我们两个人都很重要，所以呢，我们两个人都要在拼图里面，在狼土里面。
So both of us important. We have to be, you know, appear in the camera and also in the blueprint.
所以呢，就是我们要来寻求主的面，就变得非常的重要。
So that is why it's important for us to seek God's face.
那当然，首先我们真的对圣经要来认知、认识，要非常的认真。
And we have to take the Bible seriously.
非常的，要认真的去读它。
You have to take the Bible seriously and read it.
这是好像狼图的一个框架，基本要给我。
It's just like a basic structure of the blueprint.
那圣经里面呢，就是神给这个挪亚建方舟的时候呢，他就给他一个狼图，多少轴，宽多少轴，高多少轴。
So when Noah was building the ark, God clearly gave the proper dimensions for the ark.
给摩西建会幕的时候呢，也是清楚的有启示，这个圣殿至圣所怎么样，陈设饼怎么样。都清楚的有启示。
And also God revealed to Moses about how to build the temple and the holy of the holies and how you're supposed to place everything in the altar.
那神在今天的教会呢，也是有蓝图。
And in church nowadays, God also has a blueprint.
那整体的教会有蓝图，每一个地方的教会也有蓝图。
So for the corporate church and also for individual churches.
感谢主，这是狼土，就是要知道自己有限，而且呢，要寻求主的面。
So this is the blueprint, knowing that your knowledge is limited, and also know how to seek the face of the Lord.
当我们讲到这个地图的时候呢
，When we talk about the map,
很重要的就是说，我们要来像亚伯拉罕那样，从哈兰出来进到迦南的时候呢，要怎么样？要听了要顺服。
So when we talk about Matt, imagine for Abraham coming out from Haran and entering to Canaan, what does he have to do? He has to submit.
听了顺服容易不容易啊？
Is it easy when you listen and you submit?
容易的人举手。
Is it easy?
举一半 ，OK， 举一半。
比不顺服更容易啊。
对，这个就是说。顺服和不顺服，个人有不同的理解，哪个容易？
没听明白
吧？
我以为是顺服。
顺服，
submit。
顺服，顺服容易。
Obey，obey。Is it easy to obey？
顺服可能好多人一开始不容易，过后就容易了。不顺服的话，一开始容易，过后就不容易了。
So it's easy to it's not easy to submit and obey. However, it will be easier later on. But it's easy to not commit, not to follow. However, it will be hard later on.
有一个老一辈的布道家 Ravi Zacharias 他讲一句话，就是合法的享受在痛苦之后，不合法的享受在痛苦之前。
So Ravi Zacharias said that ineligible enjoyment comes from 你说吧
legitimate enjoyment comes after suffering and the illegitimate enjoyment comes before suffering
OK
再说一遍
中文就是说合法的享受在痛苦之后不合法的享受在痛苦之前
So eligible enjoyment comes afterAfter 痛苦 after pain,
suffering,
but ineligible suffering, no, ineligible enjoyment comes before the suffering.
Yes, yes, yes. 大家听明白了吗？
对，
所以顺服是不容易的，但是还是要顺服。
So it's harder to submit, but we still have to, you know, be submissive.
我们某堂有一位牧者常常讲，他说，顺服是要付代价的。
So one of the old pastors always said that it takes sacrifice to submit.
Okay.
Yeah.
但是呢，不顺服付的代价更大。
But however, if you do not obey, you will pay more higher price for that.
那所以为什么这个十字架的道路呢？很多时候不能跟着感觉走，当时的感觉走。
So that's why when you walk the journey of the cross, it's not you cannot walk according to your feelings.
所以一定要根据神的旨意神的话语来走
You have to walk the walk through God's word and through God's will
你要胜过当时的感觉
You have to overcome your feelings、
所以我们每一天都要胜过我们的自我和我们的罪
so daily,
首先是罪再是自我
So daily we have to overcome first of all our sin and also our self, you know, self-consciousness like self-love
所以你要在正确的时间出现在正确的地方
So you have to be at the right place at the right time.
但是你如果不愿意在那个正确的思想出现在正确的地方，那可能对神的国度是一个损失，对你自己，对我们自己也是一个损失。
However, if you do not want to be in the right place at the right time, it will be a loss to yourself and also to the kingdom of God.
大家记得就是罗德的太太，对吧
？Remember Lot's wife.
那罗德的太太就是说。他在正确的时间做了一件错误的事情。
So what happened to Lot's wife is that at the right time she did something wrong.
或者说正确的时间该离开那个的地方的时候呢，他要待在那个地方。
So also you can say that at the right timing that when she's supposed to leave, she returned.
圣经上记载呢，神就要降火来灭掉索多玛和哥摩拉，当时罗德和他的一家呢住在那里。天使就把罗德一家要带出来。
In the Bible says, God was sending down the sulfur and fires, to Gomorrah, Sodom and Gomorrah, and Lot's family was living in that region.
但是这个罗德的太太呢，就说他就说圣经上说他回头了。
But the Bible says Lot's wife she turned her head.
那就是 look back.
Look back.To look back.
Look back 就是什么意思呢？就是走回头路。
So look back meaning that she returned. She returned her to her old ways.
哎，就是说这个圣经的预言讲这个回头呢，不是说这样转了一下，不是。就像我们中文讲的，往前走啊，莫回头，就是这个意思。
So it's not just turning your head like that. It meaning that she actually returned her ways.
就是说她留恋当时的可能很多的财宝啊。他的地啊
So maybe she was longing for her properties, her land.
还有好多金银首饰还没有收起来啊
Or maybe the gold and silver or the jewelries.
所以今天呢，在我们中间呢，你们有钱的人要注意了啊，这是有钱的人。
So to those of you who are rich among us, you have to pay attention. Who is the richest among us?So Michelle is saying but the best is the richest
谁穿的最漂亮就是谁最漂
亮 Who dress up the nicest is the richest
所以我们不管是穷人还是富人一定要祷告呢就是说让我们能够轻松的来蹦走前面的路程是我们的心态
So no matter rich or poor, we need to know that it's actually about our heart, like to be in the right place.
就像圣经里面亚伯拉罕、大卫，其实都是非常富有的。
Just like Abraham and David, they are all very rich people in the Bible.
但是呢，他们没有被地上的东西所缠累。
However, they were not bound by the earthly wealth.
啊，所以这个地图呢，就是我们要常常的真的来背起十字架来跟着主走。
So we have to carry our cross and walk with the Lord.
这个讲的就是我们的道路，我觉得。
So word map, I think, is about our ways.
刚才那个蓝图呢，就是真理。
And the blueprint meaning is the truth.
那下面这个拼图呢，就是我们的生命。
And the puzzle represents our life.
为什么说是生命呢？
Why do I say it's about our life?
这个拼图呢，在圣经里面有几个比喻，跟这个非常的类似。
So there are several parables that is very similar to the puzzles.
那第一个呢，圣经里面讲到，在以弗所书第二章讲到呢，神在建造一个灵宫，就是一个圣殿，我们每一个人都是联络在一起，各个房子都联络的合适。
So in Ephesians chapter 2, it says that we are like a temple, like we are different part of the temple that connected together.
啊，彼得也讲到，我们就是活石，在建造主的灵宫，每一个人都是一个活的石头。
And also Peter said that we are living stones, that we are building up the God's temple.
那所以呢，就说是我们就是这个圣殿里面一块一块的石头，要拼在该拼的地方。
So we are as the little stones in the temples. We supposed to be, you know, put it together and then to build the temple of God.
那另外呢，一个比喻就是用的是身体的比喻。
And also another parable is about our body.
教会就是基督的身体。
So the church is Christ's body.
身体上呢有很多的肢体。
So there are different body parts to the body.
啊，鼻子、眼睛、手啊、脚啊。
So our nose, our eyes, our hand, our legs.
我们必须要联络的要合适。
We have to be connected together.
那中医有句话呢，联络这个肉体上疼痛啊，就是通则不痛，啊，痛则不通。
So there's a Chinese herbal saying that when our body part are not connected well together, we will have pain in our body.
那所以呢，就是说，我们检查，就是我们在这个拼图里面拼的好不好呢？有一个就是说，真的，我们的关系啊，要处得要好，就是不痛。
So if you want to examine yourself whether you are in the right place in the puzzle, examine your relationship whether you have good relationship with other people.
当然，这个过程呢，就是。大家要记住，不是在于当时的感觉，而是说整个过程呢要有主的恩典，是一个过程。
So in the process, it's a process. So the whole process we need to have God's mercy.
那神可能这个拼图呢，他要去修剪。
So for the puzzle, God is going to move the pieces around.
Cut the pieces.
Cut the pieces around.Cut the pieces. Okay.
Translate, you should be faithful to me.
Okay, cut the pieces.
不然在拼图里面要出去了。开玩笑啊，就是有时候可能要 cut.
No, sometimes he has to cut.
有时候可能要挪到不同的地方。
Sometimes he has to move the pieces.
那有时候呢，可能是到别的地方去cut 好了再拿进来。
Or sometimes you may be cut somewhere else and then bring it back to the puzzle.
圣经上讲呢，在建圣殿的时候呢，神在把那个石头呢放在别的地方琢成了以后，再拿到圣殿里面去建。
So when they built the temple, some of the stone were carved somewhere else, and then after carving, they then bring the stone back to the temple.
那还有其他的比喻，比如说我们教会呢是神的军队。
And then also the other parable is about church's army, like church as God's army.
那军队呢是要有命令，还有一个秩序的。
So in the army, you need to have some kind of order.
另外也讲到教会就是神的家。
And also, Bible talks about church as God's family.
家里面最主要要有爱。
So most important thing in a family is to have love.
那所以讲到这个拼图的时候呢，就是我们，拼的时候，我们的自我将会被受到极大的挑战。
So when God is putting the pieces together, our old self has to have endure some kind of impact.
就说这个冒犯，第一个就是要对针对冒犯，要解决冒犯的。
So first of all, he has to deal with our
being
offended. Offense, yes.
感谢主，那天听这个阿伯拉罕弟兄他讲他去 今年开始学的一个功课，就是第一个不被冒犯。
So the other day, our brother Abraham have shared. So this year, he has started a new lesson that is not to be offended.
这个很重要，就是不要被冒犯。
So it's important not to be offended.
因为往往冒犯我们的人呢，就是说，就是我们要跟他拼在一起的。
So, because usually the people who offended us are the people that we're supposed to be, you know, put it together in the puzzle.
你看街上走的那些人，他不冒犯我。
The people walking on the street will not offend me.
因为他跟我没关系。
Because he has nothing to do with me.
所以拼图也是拼的临近的那一块，他就是最你拼的时候，哎呦，怎么很别扭。
Because the puzzles, the connecting puzzles, is sometimes you need to have that kind of fiction.
当然，最终真正骗我们的呢是神在骗。
But it is ultimately God who is the one who put us together.
所以我们要学习，就是有一个摆山的一个心态，就是我就摆在这山里怎么骗。
So we need to have a heart that, you know, willing to lay ourselves down. So God, you can put me wherever you want to put me in.
就说我们的。婚姻家庭这是小的一部分的拼图。
So our family, our marriage is a small part of the puzzle.
我们教会里面可能有小组，啊，这又是另外一部分的拼图。
So in the church, we may have smaller meetings and
groups.
So it's another part of the puzzle.
啊，可能一个地方的教会是一个拼图。
Or a local church, a local church can be a puzzle.
那最终这个大的拼图是，就是大的教会在这个时代里。那就是神知道。
So and the bigger puzzle would be the bigger church, and God knows that.
你知道神呢，就是说，你知道地上的教会是很多的。
You know there's a lot of churches on earth, right?
那应该是数以我相信是数以百万计的。
I believe there will be millions of churches.
那我们是很小的一部分。
We are just a very small part of that.
但是我们要把我们。啊，让神把我们该拼的地方让他拼进去。
But we have to allow us so that God can put us in the right place in the puzzle.
那这对于神的整个的蓝图非常重要。
It is very, important for God's blueprint.
那当我们进入神的这个蓝图心意里面的时候呢，对我们的生命也非常重要。我们就要发挥最大的价值。
When we enter into the puzzles and we will have the most ultimate contribution.
Our value. 或者叫做你的荣耀。
Or you can call it is your honor.
说是神要荣耀我们，当我们荣耀神的时候，神就要来荣耀我们。
So when we are willing to honor God, He will honor us.
所以，这三张图呢，就是说让我们知道，就是说我们放在心里呢，我们为此来祷告。
So we need to put the three pictures in our heart, and we will pray for that.
不管从一个大的角度还是小的角度呢，我们第一个就是真的要来知道我们的有限。
So whether it's in a macro side or a micro side, we need to know that our knowledge is limited.
所以我们愿意来寻求主的面。
We need to seek God. We are willing to seek God's face.
那愿意来认真的来学习圣经，建造我们的生命。
We need to learn to from the Bible to build up our lives.
那就像大卫一样。他是一个放羊的人，放羊娃。
Just like David, he was a shepherd boy.
但是圣经上讲呢，他无论往哪里去，耶和华都让他得胜。
However, the Bible says, no matter where he goes, he will always have the victory.
就是说，大卫是一个常胜将军。
David, he is a person that always wins.
因为他知道他是一个放羊娃。
Because he knew that he was just a shepherd boy.
寻求神的面是他第一重要的事情。
So to seek God's face is his most important thing to do.
那所以在我们这个过程里面呢，我们要学习去顺服主。
So in this process, we need to also learn to submit to God.
顺服主是一个十字架的道路。
So to submit to the Lord is a way of our cross.
很多时候是很痛苦。
Sometimes it's quite painful.
大家觉得痛苦吗？不痛苦的人举手。
So do you think it's painful?
只有你举手，别人都不举手。
Raise your hand if you think it's not painful.
是很痛苦。
It's actually quite painful.
如果说不痛苦的话
，If you don't feel the pain,
啊，因为圣经里面记载，主耶稣在克西马尼园都很痛苦。
because the Bible said even Jesus, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was painful.
他怎么说？
What did he say?
他说我心里忧伤，几乎要死。
He said, I am so painful to the point of death.
你明白吗？主耶稣都会感觉到那种忧伤，几乎要死，因为他上面要顺服主上十字架，对他来说是个很痛苦的事情。
Do you know that even Jesus himself has the pain to the point of death because he has to go on the cross and to him himself is very painful.
所以呢，我们痛苦，不能说很正常，就是这是 normal. 就是说，我们都是人嘛，对不对？
As a human, it's very, it's yeah. We as human, it is painful for us.
对不对？因为我们有血肉之躯。
Because we all have our body of flesh.
但是呢，一定要靠着主来得胜。
But we have to be victorious by the power of our Lord.
那而且呢，主说就是说他的担子是轻松。
And the Lord says his burden is light, his yoke is easy.
你如果想想一下，就是说当时的亚伯拉罕75岁不移民会怎么样？
就imagine Abraham at the age of 75, if he chose not to immigrate, what do you think will happen to him?
但是神给他说你移民吧。
But God said, oh, go immigrate.
是不是我幻觉？不听不听。
Is it my illusion? So I'm not listening to that.
那神又再给他讲。
And God speak to him again.
你移民吧。
Immigrate.
亚伯拉罕说：“哎呀，等我求几个印证。”
Abraham will ask, or maybe show me some confirmations.
神就给他三个印证。
Maybe God gave him 3 confirmations.
他说：“还是不行，不行，不行。”
And then he
75岁了。
He said, "Oh no, I'm 75. I don't want to."
当他不顺服神的时候呢，他的子孙的那一篮子事情。可能就完全就画了句号，在他那里就画了句号。
So if he did not submit,
子孙的祝福
，maybe the generation's blessing will end, you know, at his time.
啊，那这个主耶稣也不会从他那边出来。
And Jesus will not come from his line.
这个聘徒里面呢，最主要的是我们个人的生命，要让神来，叫做医治也罢，叫做修剪也罢。你如果不喜欢听修剪这个词，你就听医治这个词。
So to the 10,000 apostles, so either God will cut you or you know heal you. If you don't like the word cut or trim, maybe you can refer it to as healings.
对，其实就是一个让我们完整的一个过程，走向完全的一个过程。
So it's a process to make us whole.
那以至于我们的从我们个人的灵魂体啊，都能够。防应这个神的荣耀。
So our body also spirit will reflect God's honor. I mean glory.
那这就是受了医治，我们被修剪。
So that's how we are getting the healing from the Lord. We are being trimmed.
嗯，就开开玩笑。昨天我跟一个房客在聊，这个老头子呢，他也信主。
So last night I was talking to one of my tenants.
先讲这个人的修剪。
So he is an older guy. I want to talk this to about our personal trimming.
他呢，他就特喜欢讲话，所以跟他住在一起的人呢，有的人甚至就讨厌的搬走了。
So this old guy, he likes to talk. So to the point, some of his neighbors, I mean, roommates have to run away. I mean, move out.
那我去呢，他也跟他讲，他也跟我拼命讲。
So when I was there, and he starts to talk to me.
我就给他开玩笑，半开玩笑，半认真。我说你讲话太多，你把我的好房客都赶走了。
So I was telling him half jokingly, half serious. I'm telling him that you talk too much to the point that my good tenant went away.
所以神也用我来修剪他，他是挺高兴，他愿意听我的话。
So God was using me to trim this guy. So
这是他做不到，因为他年纪大了。
But yeah, it's just very hard for him to do that because he's older.
那我说你把那部分钱赶紧刷了。
And then I told him to paint the wall.
那他就会说我很快就会刷，我为什么没刷？我要用什么颜色刷？ 还有这个，我说你我的意思就是你刷了就好了，其他的不要剪。
And then he starts saying, oh, what color I'm going to paint it on, and why I didn't paint it on, and when I'm gonna paint it on. He said to go into the conversation, and I told him to stop, just go paint the wall.
剩下接着他们修剪我。
And then God also used them to train myself.
昨天他说，哎呀，有的房东很坏。
Last time he was saying, oh, some landlords are bad.
我说我是坏房东还是好房东啊？
And I asked him, am I the good ones or the bad ones?
他说你是六星级的房东。
he said you are the six star
anyway,
landlord.
就是神就借着这些呢，我们就会彼此的来让神来修剪。
So through all of this, God is helping us to trim each other.
有些关系是神所命定的。
Some relationships are ordained by God.
所以你要非常的注意。
So you have to pay special attention.
那因为关系非常的重要呢，仇敌也会攻击。
But because relationship is so important, and it is a way that enemy is going to use it to against to to get.、Yeah.
那中国这个我们下围棋的人有一句术语叫做“敌只要点呢，我只要点”。我只要点呢，敌只要点，就我认为很重要的那个点啊、oh. 就是敌人最重要的点。
Oh, okay, okay. So in the Chinese chess, there is saying that the place I'm gonna put my chess in is important to me, but also important to the enemy.
所以呢，为我们的关系要来守望。
So we need to be at a watch for our relationship.
那所以在这个过程里面呢，修剪的过程里有很多的，可能有感觉到痛啊。
So during the process of trimming, you might have to experience pain.
但是呢，神说万事效力人爱神的人得益处。
But Bible says that all things will work for the good for those who love Him.
等候神的必不至于羞愧。
And those who wait upon Him shall not be put into shame.
所以这个神的蓝图、地图和拼图里面呢，就是说我们神非常的看重我们每一个人。
So in this puzzle, the war map and the clock is meaning that God, the blueprint and God meaning that God takes serious of us.
一方面是为他的国度的荣耀。
So one is for His kingdom's glory.
另一方面，圣经上讲呢，也是为我们的荣耀或者我们生命的真正的丰盛和真正的意义。
And also, on the other hand, is for our life's glory and also for our abundance and the true meaning of our life.
这是在这个但以理书里面讲到，将来在永恒的世界里面，那些领人归主的人啊，那些义人啊，他们像星在发光，那就是荣耀。
So in the book of Daniel, it says in the coming days, those who lead people return to the Lord are just like the shining stars.
所以就是神就。让我们的生活呢，在反映着他的荣耀。
So our life will reflect God's glory.
那这就为什么说我们说要基督徒的生活要活出这个喜乐、平安这种自由。
So that's why we say as a Christian, we need to live out a life that is full of peace, full of love, full of freedom.
哈利路亚，我们感谢主。
Yeah, praise the Lord.
我们有一个祷告，大家可以有些回应。
So we will pray, and then you can come and respond.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的说，主啊，你有你的蓝图。
Yes, Lord. Once again, we say that you have your own blueprint.
主啊，你非常的爱我们。
Lord, you love us.
主啊，你爱世上的人。
And you love every one of us on the earth.
主啊，你有你的一个计划。
You have your own plan.
主啊，特别在这个末世的时候，你让我们每一个人都装备好。进入你末世的计划。
Especially in the end times, you are equipping us to be prepared for the end times.
来，不仅仅在未来的日子里面面对挑战的时候，方式上都能够得胜。
Not just to have victories in the coming days for any difficulties that is ahead of us, any challenge that's ahead of us.
我们能够在你的保护之下。
We can be also under your protection.
而且我们在你的国度里面发挥最大的功能。
And also in your kingdom, we will have the power to demonstrate the value.
主要让更多的人进入到神的国度。
So that many more will come into the kingdom of God.
让我们在这一年里面，主要真的越来越靠近你的心意。
So in this new year, we will come closer and closer to your heart.
越来越被你的话语来充满，被你的灵来充满。
And will be filled with your words and filled with your spirit.
让我们活出那丰盛的生命。
So that we can live out this abundant life.
让我们周围的人看到我们的时候，知道神和我们同在。
When people see us, they know that God is with us.
让我们把你的救恩带到我们周围，很多在黑暗里面痛苦挣扎的人。
We will bring the salvation of God into many people who are struggling in darkness.
主啊，你也祝福我们下面分享祷告的时间。
And you also bless our time, when we share.
你的圣灵来继续的运行。
Your Holy Spirit continue to work among us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.